Suddenly, Judy Garland is standing in front of me. She has walked into the reception area of Freddie Fields Associates, all bundled up. This very cold December afternoon at the end of 1960 is one that I will never forget. 13-and-a-half-year-old Liza is with her. Judy's hair is short, not as I remembered her. Liza's hair is halfway down her back, not as most of you have ever thought of her. Judy, who has met Freddie only once at that point, has come to the office in order to meet his partner, David, to see exactly whom she has gotten back into business with. It is a red-letter day for me. The girl whose life I fell in love with, my idol, is standing 3 feet from me, and I am about to be introduced. I may be nothing more than part of the wallpaper to her, but I am giddy with anticipation, delight bubbling up inside me. I imagine I am one big step closer to my childhood dream of walking through the screen and making Judy's life mine. In that moment, on that fateful day, I forget I have heard she can be trouble. I forget she is no longer welcome in Hollywood. I forget that what I loved was Judy's screen life. My mind wipes out everything but the feel of her hand in mine. There is no way in that electric moment that I can imagine anything but the rainbow. And of course, there is no way I can imagine putting out a fire she will set to herself at the plaza 10 months down the road.